When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Monday, June 5th. Do you know what day it is? It's Today in Sports Betting. Hello and welcome to the start of the week. I'm your host, Doug Reed. As always, you can find me at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. This is Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't already, please check us out at sportsethos.com. Lots of information on wagering. Fantasy sports, DFS, across all major sports, lots of stuff on tennis, and free podcasts, free information, lots of very reasonable packages for whatever you're into or whatever you're looking for. So check us out, by all means. Definitely find something there you're looking for. Before we get into recap of basketball and the Major League Baseball slate for tomorrow, just want to take a little update on the history of June 5th in sports, some notable events. In 2005, Rafael Nadal wins his first French Open. And what's interesting is in 2022, so last year, he won his 14th French Open. So since between 2005 and 2022, 17 years, he won 14 French Opens. Unfortunately, he's sidelined with a hip injury, so won't be winning the 2023 French Open. But what a stretch. A major tournament to be that dominant. Very impressive by old Raf. So on to the NBA. What a game tonight. Miami evens the series with a 111-108 win and a big fourth quarter comeback. Very impressive outing. They came in about minus 8, 8.5. I think the total is about 216, so they covered that and went over. The first game, Denver covered and went under. Denver won 104-93, so the total is 197. The first game, that game went well under. Game opened up. I think it opened around Miami minus. Denver minus 1, 1.5. It's sitting right now about Denver minus 2. I jumped on Denver minus 2. Looks to be all the early money coming in when I look at DraftKings number, 82% of the bet, 93% of the money already on Denver at minus 2. So that number is probably going up. If you're on Denver, I would jump on that as soon as you can. Total of 215.5. That's kind of bounced around a little bit in the early markets. I thought a 216 back down to 215.5. I see about 48% of the bet, 79% of the money on the under. So lean to the big money going to the under. In the early going, still early in that. It's only a couple hours since the game finished, but it should be an interesting game three on Thursday. So they take the extra long break to travel back to Miami out of the altitude. So it'll be interesting to see how out of the elevation. It'll be interesting to see how Miami does at home. I thought the series was going six. I still like Denver to win. I think they could probably win one of two in Miami and then go back to Denver, and we only have to win two of the last three. So I see it going six still, and I'm still on Denver. So we can take a quick break before we get to baseball. Not a huge slate, but eight games. Some very interesting plays, I think. So we'll get to that in a second. Eight games in Major League Baseball, starting at 4:05 in the East in Boston, where the Red Sox host the Tampa Rays. You can get the Rays on the road at minus 170. Favorite, you can get the home Red Sox at plus 145. Total here is 9, juice to the under at minus 115. I actually jumped on the under right there at minus 115. Might want to hold off. Probably not, because I think this is maybe probably going to 8.5. Obviously, money coming in on the under, so it's probably going to be dropped down even a little more. Reason being is lefty Shane McClanahan starts for Tampa, and he's been having a Cy Young-worthy season again. 69 2/3 innings, 2.07 ERA. 1.15 whip, has chugged along, very consistent every outing. Brand Bellows starts the young righty for Boston, 39 to 30 innings, 3.89 ERA, 1.47 whip. He's been doing fairly well for a young guy. I don't know that he's a big prospect or a lot of hype around. He's not a big prospect or a lot of hype around him. But Tampa's kind of slowed down lately. Still a good hitting team. Boston's decent, above average, definitely against lefties, so they could get the McClanahan. But the way he's been pitching, I think he can shut anybody down. So I'm on the under. I like Tampa to win. Can't take minus one. Can't lay minus one, 170. Their run line is minus 105. I'm not going to lay a run line in Boston, especially at a negative number. So I am on the total, though, under nine. Didn't quite get it early enough. I see about 61% of the bets, 86% of the money on the under at nine. So moving down, could get to 8.5 by the morning or midday. But I definitely like the total here at under nine. 640 in the East, we have the Phillies hosting the Tigers. You can get the home Phillies as huge minus 240 favorites. The road Tigers at plus 200. Total here is 8.5. Juice to the over at minus 115. The starters for the Tigers, you get lefty Joey Wentz on the hill, 47 innings, 7.28 ERA, 1.68 whip, has been struggling pretty consistently. Veteran Aaron Nola on the hill for the Phillies, 74 and two-thirds innings, 4.7 ERA, 1.13 whip, a little more consistent. When I look at how Philly's doing against lefties, they're doing all right, but pretty much about league average. Sorry, just trying to pull this up again for Philadelphia. They're a little worse than league average, about 22nd overall in batting average at 244. 291 on base percentage puts them against lefties very low at 29th. And a 419 slugging puts them 17th, so kind of mid-pack slugging. So they have some, they're getting some power, but not a lot of hits and not a lot of average, or not a lot of runners. I'm not on this game. I think Nola's a much better pitcher, and Wentz has been struggling. If anything, I would lean Philly, but I can't take minus 240, and their run line is minus 120, and they're the home team, so you definitely don't want to take that. If anything, maybe the Tigers' run line at plus 105, so kind of the it's not called a reverse run line, but as the underdog, plus 105 at plus 1.5 at plus 100. So they have to lose. If they lose by one run, you still cover. They have to lose by two or more. So that might be, considering Philly doesn't have a lot of success against lefties, that might be worth looking at if you want to play this game. Next game, 640 in the East. We have the Royals in Miami to take on the Marlins. The home Marlins minus 175 on the money line. The road Royals plus 150. Total here is 8, juice to the over at minus 1.5. And I'm not, I can't find a, can't get my head around either side of this total. Two struggling offenses. This is Carlos Hernandez is on the hill for Kansas City. He is definitely going to be an opener. Every time he's pitched, he's only got an inning or two. 28 and third innings, 4.78 ERA, 1.2 whip. Young Braxton Garrett on the bump for Miami. The lefty, 53 and a third innings, 4.22 ERA, 1.31 whip. But Kansas City does hit lefties better than you would think. Not great. They don't hit anybody great. 21st in slugging at 407. 323 on base percentage puts them kind of around mid-pack. 16th, tied for 15th with the Dodgers. And a 248 batting average against lefties puts them also right around mid-pack, 19th, a little below mid-pack. So they're not terrible, considering their overall numbers aren't that strong. But Hernandez is only going to go one, maybe two innings. So really hard to get a gauge. Hard to get a gauge on what either team's going to do. If anything, I would back Miami, not at minus 175, and their run line is only plus 110. So not a fan of backing the fish in any way, shape, or form. So going to stay away from that game.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We go from Miami to Pittsburgh with the battle of the, well, they're not cellar dwellers, but the way the Pirates are playing lately, I think they're heading in that direction. Oakland is in Pittsburgh for a series against the Pirates. You can get the home Pirates at -190. Not sure they're going to be -190 favorites again this year. The road A's at +160. A little surprised here. If anything, I would lean to the A's. They are potentially setting a record for the worst team ever. But when I look at the numbers at +160, I think there's some value there. Two pitchers have been doing fairly well. So sorry, total's 8.5. Juiced them both ways to -110. So a coin flip there. Oakland starts lefty J.P. Sears, 59 2/3 innings, 4.37 ERA, 1.07 WHIP. So not overly impressive looking numbers, but he has pitched a little bit better lately. When I pull up his game logs. So last game against Atlanta, a great offense, 6 innings, 4 hits, just 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Prior to that against Seattle, not a great offense, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run. Prior to that at Houston, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. Prior to that at home versus Texas, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. So in his last 4 outings, he's faced Atlanta, Atlanta, Houston, and Texas, 3 of the top offenses in baseball, and given up 1 run to Atlanta, 2 to Houston, and 2 to Texas. Now, he's not going deep in games, 5, 6 innings kind of thing, but he's been pitching much better. Terrible team behind him, but he's going against Pittsburgh, and I think Pittsburgh can be shut down quite easily. Now, Johan Oviedo comes in 58 innings pitched, 4.5 ERA, 1.55 WHIP. Not impressive numbers either, but he's also pitched decent lately. His last game at San Fran, 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run. Prior to that, got knocked around against Texas, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. Against Arizona, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Against Baltimore, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. So 3 of his last 4 outings, he's gone. Last game, he only went 4 1/3, but 3 of his last 4 outings, he's only given up 1 run. So he's pitching better, and he's going against Oakland, who is a brutal offense. So I actually like the under here. The under is -110. I got it earlier on FanDuel, a -102. I would hold off on this because I see at -102, it might be moving up. Might be moving to 9. So I would check back. I would look at this in the morning, see if this number gets up closer to – not closer to 9, 8.5 if it gets to 9. I would definitely play it at 8.5. -110. I'm looking at it at -102 on FanDuel, and gonna wait to see if it moves to 9. If it moves to 9, I'd be jumping on it, even at -115. Because I actually think this is a bit of a low-key pitchers duel because the pitchers have been doing well and the two offenses are terrible. So I would look at this definitely if it hits 9 to play the under, and even at 8.5 if you can get it at still at -110, -105. Next game in Toronto, where the Astros are in town to start a series against the Blue Jays. You can get the home Jays at -130 favorites. The road Astros at +110. Total here is 9.5. Juice to the over at -120. So obviously money's coming into the over. When I look at the numbers, 52% of the money is on the over. 52% of the tickets, 90% of the money is on the over. So everybody's thinking this game's going over. And I think it's a function of the bats. Both teams are good hitting teams. And Alek Manoah going for the Jays. So Alek Manoah, 57 2/3 innings, 5.46 ERA, 1.77 WHIP. He has really struggled. 41 walks in 57 2/3 innings. That ain't going to cut it. Brendan Bielak, the righty for Houston has done all right this year. 31 innings, 3.19 ERA, 28 strikeouts, just under strikeout inning, 1.45 whip. So he's not exactly lighting the world on fire. But my plays here are on Houston. I like Houston on the money line. You know, two very good offenses. And I like them because they have Manoah opposing them. I also like Houston first five total runs of over 2.5. And I got that at even plus 100 on DraftKings. When you look at Manoah struggled in every game, but I think one early in the year, he had a good outing, but his last few outings, last game against Milwaukee, he pitched four innings, gave up three hits, two earned runs, was pulled a little early. I think they're trying to limit him just to give him some confidence, but four innings, three hits, three walks, two earned runs, just two strikeouts. Prior to that, at Tampa, good team, obviously, but just three innings, three hits, five walks, five runs, four were earned. Against Baltimore, five and two-thirds, six hits, one walk, two earned runs. Prior to that, against the Yankees, four innings, five hits, seven walks, five earned runs. Against Philly before that, four and two-thirds innings, four hits, four walks, three earned runs. Obviously, walks are killing him. And you're facing a Houston team that's going to be patient. They're going to wait for their pitches. And I can't really see him turning things around tomorrow against Houston. It's a tough out. It's a tough, tough matchup. Now, Belak is not a dominant pitcher in his own right, but I think he can keep them in the game. And if their bats, the Houston bats, can get to Manoah, as I think they can, then I think Houston can not only win, but I think they can get to at least three runs in the first five innings and cover that prop. The next game, we travel to Cincinnati, 7-10 in the East. We have Milwaukee against Cincinnati. And you can get the home Reds at minus 115 favorites, the road Brewers at minus 105. Total here is 9.5, just the over at minus 115. And most money, I think, is still coming in on the over. Well, slight split. I see 44% of the bets, 54% of the money coming in on the over. Julio Teheran is on the hill for Milwaukee. Just 11 innings pitch, 0.82 ERA, 0.82 whip, so hard to really gauge anything that he's done. And lefty Andrew Abbott, and this is my angle here, lefty Andrew Abbott is on the hill for Cincinnati, a rookie making his major league debut, has done really well in the minors, off to a great start. Now, major league debut in Milwaukee, in Cincinnati, can be challenging, no doubt. The total was 9. I got it on FanDuel at 10. Now, it was juiced up to minus 115, and I took the under for this reason. Teheran has pitched well in his brief outings this year, and the angle here is Milwaukee is terrible, the worst team against left-handed pitching. I realize Abbott's a rookie, but they've really struggled. Worst batting average in the majors against lefties at 210. They are the worst on-base percentage, 287. Slugging percentage, they are the worst at 341. So the worst batting average, worst on-base percentage, worst slugging percentage. Pretty good team to make your major league debut against as a lefty. So I just think runs could be at a premium. I know it's in Great American Ballpark, which is a bit of a run-producing haven for batters. But I just think Abbott can come out, potentially stifle a team that's been average at best, and against lefties have been really bad. So I'm on the under 10. I got it at minus 115 at FanDuel. And I would even wait a little closer to game time. If this gets up to, most of the money's coming in at the 9.5. So I would wait to see if this gets up to 10.5 to play it. If it stays at 10, jump on it. But if it gets to, but maybe wait a little longer, see if it gets to 10.5, because that's even better. Obviously. Next game, we're in Texas, where the Rangers are hosting St. Louis. Texas comes in minus 130 favorites. You can get the road cards at plus 110. Total here is 9.5. Choose to the over at minus 115. And interesting pitching matchup. You have the veteran Adam Wainwright on the hill for St. Louis. 26 and a third inning, 6.15 ERA, 1.71 whip. Really struggled. Eight walks, decent. Just 16 strikeouts. And for Texas, you have Martin Perez, the lefty. 61 innings, 4.43 ERA, 1.54 whip. Now, I was looking at Texas. Texas's run line is plus 140, and that's a pretty big number. I'm going to watch that. I may be on that later, but for now, I'm on Texas's first five over 2.5 runs. Got that at minus 115 on DraftKings. Wainwright has really struggled this year and was injured, obviously, to start the year, has come back and has not looked good. In his five starts, he's gone, just to quickly go through this, against KC, five innings, three earned runs. Against Cincinnati, at Cincinnati, 5 2/3, five earned runs. Against the Dodgers at home, 5 2/3 innings, five runs, two were earned. At Boston, five innings, four runs, all were earned. At versus Detroit, five innings, four runs, all were earned. So he's given up four more runs in four of his five starts, and the other one was a three-run game. He's given up the one game, he only gave up two earned runs, but other than that, he's given up three or more, and he doesn't go deep in games. He basically goes to five innings, a little beyond, if he can get there. And Texas's bats are as hot as anybody. So I've got to, when I look at Texas against righties, 2.7 batting average against righties. Sorry, just pulling this up. Texas, the best batting average, 272 in the league. Second best on base at 335. And their slugging of 460 is the best, all against righties. So I think they get the Wainwright. I might be on the run line, not on it yet. And it's a nice price, though, plus 140 or plus 145. Shop around for that. But I am on the Rangers first five over. Last game of the night in San Diego. Padres host the Cubbies. You can get the home Padres minus 170 in the run line. The road Cubbies at plus 145. Total here is 8.5. Juice to the under at minus 115. This game's a stay away from me. I like the Padres, but even their run line is only plus 115. They have lefty Blake Snell. Padres have lefty Blake Snell. 56 innings, 4.5 ERA, 1.5 whip. Terrible numbers, but he's pitched better lately. He seems to be waking up a little, not dominating, but waking up a little. And veteran Kyle Hendricks in his low 80s fastball comes in for Chicago. Just 9 1/3 innings, 3.86 ERA, 1.82 whiff. Now, I like Tampa. Tampa and Blake Snell pitching for Tampa in my head. But the Cubbies actually hit lefties fairly well, so I can't be backing San Diego here. Trying to pull up the Cubbies numbers. And yeah, overall batting average 279 against lefties, which puts them seventh best in the majors. 342 on base percentage puts them, 349, sixth best. And a 466 slugging puts them fourth best. So doing well against lefties. I just don't know if, I mean, so they may be able to get to him for a few runs, Blake Snell for a few runs, and that's why most of the money's coming in the over. I just don't know if San Diego and their very inconsistent offense will get to Hendricks. I think they will. If anything, I would lean to the over. When I look at the numbers, 54% of the money coming in the over, 54% of the bets coming in the over, 89% of the money. So definitely the market's thinking the money, this game's going over. And if you want to jump on it, try and get it at 8.5. It's probably moving. I think it's probably going to be moving to 9 by the morning. And if you can get it at 8.5, I'd probably jump on that. And maybe even 9, I'd consider that. Because I think the Cubbies can get to Snell. And I think San Diego can get to Hendricks. You just never know. These are two veteran pitchers, and either one of them could show up and pitch well. And if one of them does, then all of a sudden that number is in jeopardy. So that's a major league slate. Now we head to the ice for game two of the Stanley Cup final. Vegas won the first game on Saturday night, 5-2. Total of 7 went over, and they covered, obviously, on the money line and the puck line. Right now, the Vegas Knights come in minus 135 in the money line. You can get the Road Panthers plus 115. Total here is 5.5, juice to the over at minus 120. I would actually lean to Vegas again. You can get the puck line at plus 200, so that's minus 1.5. That's probably the play. They have to win by two goals. And like I've always said in hockey, especially in the playoffs, teams are going to pull their goalies. If Vegas is up by, Vegas is up by a couple goals late in the game, Florida's going to pull their goalie for sure with 3, 4, 5 minutes left to try and get back in it. And they're going to pull out all the stops late in the game to try and tie it up. They would regularly in any game, but especially in the playoffs. They'll pull their goalie even earlier. So if anything, I would look to Vegas. I think Vegas is the better team. I think they win the series. I think they probably win it in six, maybe even five. Although I've been saying that through the first three rounds that Florida wasn't going to win. Florida wasn't going to win. Florida wasn't going to win. And they've proven me wrong. But I think, I don't want to say their bubbles burst because they've certainly deserved to be where they are. But I think the Knights are the better team. And at -1.5, there's probably a fair bit of value at +200. That's a pretty juicy number there. So the Knights on the puck line is probably the play. Not sure I'm going to play it, but I might play it in the end. So hope you enjoyed that recap. There are just eight Major League Baseball games and one game on the ice tomorrow night. The NBA takes an extra long break. So we have 3 days in between games instead of the usual two. Or sorry, 2 days in between games instead of the usual one. But that series resumes on the 7th. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you got some angles. Hopefully you can make money. Hopefully we can make money. And we can have a great day in sports betting.